Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Most book clubs have just a handful of members. Jeff Howes has more than 6,000, and it's not even a day old. Howe is a journalism professor at Northeastern University, and he's the man behind a book club on the social networking site Twitter that's inviting anyone and everyone to join in. The project is called One Book 140, the 140 being a reference to Twitter's character limit for a tweet or a post. It works like this. Members go out and read a book and then comment on it on Twitter. This month's book, the first book, is Margaret Atwood's novel, The Blind Assassin. We spoke with Howe earlier today about the project.
Within 5 minutes, you're reading what hundreds of people think about the same chapter and sometimes the very same lines that you're reading.
In Twitter's early days, it was often dismissed as insubstantial, but it's since proven its value in terms of breaking news and getting firsthand accounts of things from the public. But how in-depth can a book discussion get when contributors are limited to 140 characters?
Well, I think the way to look at it is that no single tweet, of course, is in-depth. But thousands of words will be written this month about Margaret Atwood's The Blind Assassin.
This is the first book in your selection.
That's the one we're reading. And so I think that collectively, in the aggregate, there's actually an enormous amount of depth, and especially, and this gets to the point of why I wanted to do this, a diversity of interpretive opinion.
And also an opportunity to get author input, right? Because Margaret Atwood is on Twitter.
Absolutely. In fact, she has a lot of followers, nearly 200,000 followers, and is very active on Twitter. And so it's going to be a lot of fun seeing how all of these readers interact with the author. It changes the act of authorship, in a sense, when a book is being interpreted by thousands of readers with the author providing guidance and sort of a look at the making of the sausage, which she's already done in a few tweets.
The Twitter discussion on The Blind Assassin started just today, and I have in front of me some of the tweets that have already been posted. One of them says, "Young and old Iris," Iris being a character in the book, "read like two different people, reflect so beautifully the people we were and the people we become." There's another one that says, "Love Atwood's descriptions of Laura's clothing, so wonderful at evoking the time." It seems like many of these posts are short, thought-provoking observations meant to try to spur other short, thought-provoking observations. Is that what you expect this to be, a lot of that kind of back and forth?
Absolutely. I mean, Twitter as a literary form, if you will, it prizes the pithy. But that's not necessarily at the expense of insight or epiphany. What I see happening is someone will raise a small point, but then 10 other people will attack that point, you know, like pit bulls, and they'll start gnawing at it. And they wind up conducting collectively a very, you know, what a literary scholar would call a close reading. And so they're actually going very, very deep on a very small passage of the text.
Jeff Howe, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Jeff Howe is a journalism professor at Northeastern University and the host of the new book club on Twitter called One Book 140. If you want to join in, search for the hashtag One Book 140. That's one, the number, not the word.